Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny and breezy, upper 40s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, warmer temperatures, upper 50s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy, low at 31. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely, temps at 51. Right now, it's 19.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Friday. The fifth of five defendants charged with killing three people in Topeka has pleaded guilty to two charges related to the case. 22-year-old Shane Andrew Mays pleaded yesterday to attempted second-degree murder and aggravated battery. WIBW reports prosecutors said the three victims were killed in March of 2017 after an unproven rape allegation against 19-year-old Matthew Levitt. Shawnee County authorities have charged a 51-year-old man with first-degree murder in a hit-and-run near a Topeka trail. Chad Thomas Cuevas was charged yesterday and is being held on $1 million bond. Police say 41-year-old Emerson Downing was run over near the Soldier Trail on Monday. Authorities say a convicted felon was arrested after he tried to use a fake $100 bill to add money to a jailed inmate's account. The Dickinson County Sheriff's Office says 43-year-old Carl Landon Jr. is jailed on suspicion of possession of counterfeit currency with intent to defraud. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, Sam Speck here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at RustyYakFord.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Federal authorities say they're targeting methamphetamine transportation hubs around the country in an effort to block the distribution of the highly addictive drug. U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration Acting Administrator Eutham Dillon visited Atlanta yesterday to announce the launch of Operation Crystal Shield. Atlanta, one of the eight cities the agency has identified as a hub where meth from Mexico arrives in bulk for distribution around the country. The other cities are Dallas, El Paso, Houston, L.A., New Orleans, Phoenix, and the St. Louis Division, with which covers all of Missouri, Kansas, and the southern portion of Illinois. Authorities in Wichita say a semi-tractor trailer hit a street sweeper this week along I-35 in Wichita, throwing a crew member into a canal. Wichita Fire Department said in a Facebook post that the worker was taken to a hospital in serious condition after Wednesday night's accident. The name of the worker wasn't immediately released. And forecasters in Kansas calling for a wet weekend, but not white. Mid-America Network News.
Relax.
Put your feet up.
Enjoy some free TV and movies from your friends at Blue Valley Technologies. Go ahead.
Treat yourself.
Get a year of Hulu on us.
All you have to do is sign up for internet or upgrade your speed.
Some restrictions apply, so call for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Officials said yesterday the 57 Americans who were being held in quarantine at a Nebraska National Guard camp left that location. They landed at Omaha's Epley Airfield back on the 7th of this month, having flown in from the Wuhan region of China. They soon were bused to Camp Ashland. Yesterday morning, all of those in quarantine left Camp Ashland and headed to the Omaha airport. During their stay, one woman who developed a cough was tested for the virus and then cleared. Five Republican-led states are seeking to block an effort by three Democratic-led states to see the Equal Rights Amendment adopted into the U.S. Constitution. The five states, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, Nebraska, and South Dakota, filed a motion yesterday to intervene in a lawsuit filed by Virginia, Nevada, and Illinois. That is a look at your Friday Nebraska news on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett. Have a great weekend.
Hey guys, Sam's back here, your farm broadcaster at the Mid-America Ag Network, reminding you that pickup trucks aren't just for farmers and ranchers anymore. Now they're used for everyday driving, and the comfort and fuel economy of the new Ford F-150 is better than ever. If you're in the buying mode, do yourself a favor and see Rusty Yak Ford in Wichita. Now's the time to trade in that old truck for a brand new Ford at Rusty Yak. Rusty Yak Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the exact truck that any farmer, rancher, construction worker, or even mom might be looking for. And right now, the savings will never be better. Right now at Rusty Yak, you get $3,000 off the MSRP, and you keep the rebate. Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Yak Ford. Head online and take a look at the huge selection at rustyyakford.net or stop by the lot at 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Call Rusty Yak Ford today at 316-785-9211.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 108, Washington County School Board met and approved the 2020-21 calendar with classes to start August 19th and dismissal May 19th. No late start days are planned, with 7 professional development days, and a spring parent teacher conference was added at the request of teachers. Retirement of kindergarten teacher Diana Chetcherly was approved, and contracts were extended for the district superintendent and K-6 principal. USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board discussed raising the capital outlay limit from 6 to 7 mills to fund future capital improvements. A draft resolution will be presented at the March board meeting. USD 223 Barnes-Hanover-Lynn School Board adopted the 2020-21 calendar with classes to begin August 13th and dismissal May 13th. A groundbreaking is set Monday, 10 a.m. at Marysville High School, for the new Ag Technology Expansion Project. The $3.1 million project was approved at the last meeting, with construction to begin this spring. Students will attend a program Thursday with motivational speaker and coach Mark Potter, who will focus on mental health issues during Mental Health Week. The public is invited to a presentation Thursday evening with Potter at 7 in the MHS Auditorium. Emily Hendrickson of Hanover High School was presented the Good Citizens Award by the Daughters of the American Revolution. She's the daughter of Stephen and Brenda Hendrickson of Hanover. The award recognizes and rewards individuals who possess qualities of dependability, service, leadership, and patriotism in their home, school, and communities, and are selected by teachers and peers. 16 4-H members from the River Valley District attended Kansas 4-H Citizenship in Action, Topeka, February 16th and 17th. The 4-H event is designed for young people to learn about the legislative process and included a mock legislative session, meetings with area representatives including Bill Panbacker and Senator Elaine Bowers, and tours of a statehouse. Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville was recently named one of the top 100 critical access hospitals in the U.S. for 2020 for the fourth consecutive year by the Charter Center for Rural Health. The annual survey is based on 8 segments of performance, which are measured considering market and value. The City of Marysville advises construction between Center and Broadway on 10th Street will start Tuesday. Crews are expected to begin work on the reconstruction of the intersection at U.S. 36 and 77. This is the final phase of a U.S. 36 pavement replacement project that started last year. Work will run from 9 to 3. Traffic control will begin Tuesday, weather permitting. The intersection will be closed through traffic. There will be one lane open each direction. Detours for South U.S. 77 and U.S. 36. To go east will be Broadway and 12th Street. Detour for South U.S. 77 and U.S. 36. Go west will be Broadway and 8th Street. Project's expected to be completed by late April, weather permitting. RSVP volunteers will offer low-income tax assistance Monday in Axtell at the community building from 9 to 11 and 1 until 3. Volunteers are also at the Helvering Center in Marysville Wednesdays through April 15th. Kurt Losey, a Hanover native, was recognized as 2019 State Official of the Year in softball by the National Association of High School Associations, recognizing significant contributions to high school officiating. Mona E. Anderson, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mona Anderson. Peggy 80, age 85, passed away Sunday. Graveside service Saturday at 1 at the Mahaska City Cemetery. Family will greet friends following Haddam City Hall. Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home of Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Peggy 80. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a Polish dog, mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed veggies, and apple rings. Monday, barbecue chicken, cheesy potatoes, garden blend vegetables, whole wheat bread, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Expecting tax dollars back? Why wait to use it? At Ashley Furniture Home Store, $100 down will hold your furniture, appliance, or TV order. They'll hold specials like a 75-inch LG 4K Smart Ultra HD TV for $8.99. Your choice of a 7-piece living room, or choose from 4 Ashley reclining sectionals for only $9.99. Just $100 can hold your appliance, TV, or furniture order until your taxes come back. Place your order now and have it waiting and ready when your refund comes in. Going on now at Ashley Furniture Home Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, high pressure system overhead, as well as an upper level ridge, which is going to bring quiet weather across the area for this Friday, tonight, continuing into tomorrow, and some areas on Sunday. But we do have a low pressure system swinging in, bringing some rain showers, affecting, like I said, some areas of the Midwest Sunday into Sunday night, continuing into the early parts of next week. On the back end, some areas of the Midwest could see a little bit of some rain and snow. Enjoy these warm temperatures through the weekend, cooler as we head into next week. So across the area for this Friday, sunny and breezy, upper 40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 56. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies, lower 30s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, rain showers likely in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late February, 47. Record high in this date, 69 in 1991. The average low, 24. The record low is 4 degrees in 2008. Sunset this evening at 6:09. Sunrise in the morning at 7:11. Another chilly start, 17 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 21st of February. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The NBA is back. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The NBA returned from its All-Star break last night, and the time off did nothing to slow Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks, who beat the Pistons for the 15th win in their last 17 games.
Swing it ahead to Lopez, back to Giannis, down the center, slam dunk. Nobody guarded Giannis. Maybe they should think about doing that.
On WTMJ, 33 points and 16 boards for Giannis. 126-106 Milwaukee, your final. Meanwhile, Trae Young scored a career-high 50 to lead the Hawks past the Heat, 129-124. And Joel Embiid scored 39 as the 76ers beat the Nets in overtime, 112-104.
Here's Joel. Oh, boy, what a move by Embiid. Right on DeAndre Jordan. A Euro step.
On WPEN, Brooklyn was without Kyrie Irving, who they announced yesterday will undergo season-ending surgery on his injured right shoulder. Also last night, the Rockets got 29 from James Harden as they cruised to a 135-105 win over the Warriors. To college round ball, number 2 Gonzaga came back from a 9-point halftime deficit to down San Francisco 71-54. And 20th-ranked Iowa got the best of number 25 Ohio State.
Baseline back on top to Toussaint. He's open. Stands still free. Good! That is money. Joe Toussaint.
From Learfield, 85-76, Hawkeyes the final. And an upset as unranked Arizona State knocked off number 14 Oregon 77-72. To the NHL, Alex Ovechkin scored his 699th career goal, but the Canadiens' Ben Sherratt scored the game winner as Montreal beat Washington in overtime.
Try and get it back to Kolchuk, who's in the neutral zone, but he doesn't, and a cup free. And there you go! Ben Sherratt wins it in overtime, a one-time pass!
On TSN Radio 690, 4-3 the final. Mark Scheifele scored a hat trick as the Jets made short work of the Senators 5-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Valley Heights defeated Blue Valley 65-57. Hanover took Troy 73-29. Frankfort down Lynn girls 63-44. Centralia topped Axtell 57-37. Diller Odell girls in sub-district action defeated Meridian 46-41. Southern girls fell to Freeman in sub-district action 33-14. In boys' play Thursday, Valley Heights beat Blue Valley 56-51. Hanover took Troy 63-44. Frankfort boys over Lynn 69-42. And Axtell topped Centralia 57-49. Friday night basketball, Marysville entertains Chapman. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville hosts Concordia in makeup games Monday and Wamego Tuesday. Diller Odell boys entertain Parkview on Friday evening. Southern boys are at Pawnee City. Marysville High wrestlers in regional competition, Class 4A at Concordia Friday and Saturday. Southern Wymore wrestlers Doug Rainey and Braden Clover advanced to the state tournament in Omaha this weekend.
Good Friday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. When we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford, he says farmers might see a slight increase in farm income this year.
The basic outlook for many farms look better than it did last year.
But just slightly better. This from USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson. He told the USDA's Outlook Forum Thursday.
In 2020, we expect net farm income to rise slightly from $93.6 to $96.7 billion with higher cash receipts. But we also expect lower farm program payments and lower indemnities on normal weather.
And higher farm sector debt, which is expected to climb up to $425 billion
with higher cash receipts. But we also expect...
As in January, looking at the various polls and barometers of farmer sentiment, the January index hit a new record high,
indicating that farmers are very optimistic about the next 6 months.
Now in trade news, Phil Hogan, European Union trade chief, says he's looking to have a trade deal in place with the Trump administration and the U.S. by March 18th. Politico says he's working on a package of agreements for EU leaders to present to Trump in the coming weeks. Among the potential concessions the EU may be willing to make are speeding up the approval process for certain genetically modified organisms, as well as allowing U.S. imports of tallow, which is a form of beef or sheep fat. Why March 18th? That's when the higher U.S. retaliatory tariffs on Airbus planes are set to take effect. The Trump administration last week raised duties from 10 to 15%, but suspended implementing the increase. Hogan says the move by Washington, as well as the decision to not raise the tariffs on EU farm goods, was seen as a positive sign that the U.S. is ready to make the deal. I'm Sam Speck with your latest Mid-America Ag Network news.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the Agriculture Innovation Agenda, which is a department-wide initiative to help better position U.S. ag to meet future global demands. The initiative will align resources, programs, and research to help stimulate innovation so that American agriculture can achieve the goal of increasing production by 40% while cutting the environmental footprint of U.S. agriculture in half by 2050. Perdue said that we know we have a challenge facing us to meet the future food, fuel, fiber and feed demands with finite resources. He said USDA's Ag Innovation Agenda is the opportunity to define American agriculture's role to feed everyone and do right as a key player in the solution to the challenge. He calls the new agenda a strategic department-wide effort to better align USDA's resources, programs, and research to provide farmers with the tools they need to be successful. He said they'll also continually be mindful of the need for American agriculture industry to be environmentally, socially, and economically sustainable to maintain the position as the leader in the global effort to meet demand. He said the first component of the Ag Innovation Agenda is to develop a U.S. Ag Innovation Strategy that aligns and synchronizes public and private sector research. A wide range of groups announcing a partnership to conduct a year-long validation project of revolutionary biodiesel technology. Five trucks owned by ADM will be outfitted with Optimus Technologies Vector Fuel System. That will enable diesel engines to run almost entirely on sustainable biodiesel. In a real-world environment, the trucks will be used in everyday fleet operations for a year, with each vehicle likely traveling between 160,000 and 180,000 miles, reducing up to 500,000 pounds of carbon dioxide. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. We're talking this week about the five fatal marketing flaws that farmers sometimes make. Number five is coming up after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Joining me on the telephone again today is Angie Setzer. You can find her on Twitter as the Goddess of Grain. She is one of my favorite Twitter accounts to follow. And she also has a blog called The Business End of Farming. And the reason we're talking this week with her is her blog about the five fatal marketing flaws. The first one that we talked about was it's always somebody else's fault. Second one, poor planning produces poor performance. The third one, sweet emotion. The fourth one, analysis paralysis. And the fifth one, Angie, this one sounds like somebody in need of an affirmation. I'm not smart enough to learn about marketing.
Right. You're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, people like you.
Right.
But the reality is I hear that quite often. We start to talk about certain pieces of information or certain marketing structures or whatever it may be, and I'll get, I can grow a crop, I can't market one. And, do you want to spend some time learning about it? No, I can't. I tried one Monday and I wasn't an expert by Wednesday, so I just hung it up. And I mean, that's really what I do tend to see quite often. And so, I said, listen, if I can figure it out, you can. And it's really, not to be too cliche in this statement, but it's basically like eating an elephant. You're going to eat it one bite at a time. And so I just really wanted folks to recognize the fact that they have the capability and the potential to learn the tools necessary to be a smart marketer. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to go out and know all of the ifs and buts of what the Greeks may mean when it comes to influencing option price or something of that nature. They really just need to focus on what it will take for them to become profitable and make profitable decisions and better decisions and what kind of options they have in the market structure to make that happen. It's a simple task if you focus on it like you would agronomy. There's so much agronomic information available today to farmers, and really when it comes down to it, they will take the time to learn, what's going to benefit them from a production standpoint. And so they really need to take the same type of approach when it comes to marketing as a whole.
Angie Setzer, the Vice President of Grain for Citizens Elevator in Charlotte, Michigan. You can find her on Twitter at Goddess of Grain, and her blog is businessendoffarming.com. Back after this.
We'll be right back.
Cattlemen, if you're looking for calves to push down the scale at sale time, be at the Boyer Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale Sunday, March 8th at the ranch east of Barnston. These thick-top, heavy-muscle bulls have outstanding eye appeal and docility with a first breeding season guarantee. Many of these bulls are sired by breed-leading AI sires. View the video catalog at DV Auction and jboyercattle.com. See you March 8th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 729 from KNDY. Sunshine but chilly at 17 with a light south wind. Highs warm near 50 today with a mild weekend ahead.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Jaime Ekinike tied his career high with 20 points as Wichita State defeated South Florida 65-55 last night, and the Shockers have now secured 20 wins for the 11th straight season.
Right now, if the season ended, would be in the NCAA tournament without a doubt. Only 68 teams make it out of 353, so we're pretty good. But there's certainly room to get better.
WSU head coach Greg Marshall up next for the Shocks. They'll take on the Cincinnati Bearcats. That game tips off at high noon Sunday. Now, in the meantime, in a spring training matchup, it'll be Kansas City hosting the Texas Rangers with the first pitch at 2:05 this afternoon. KU men in hoops action with the Baylor Bears tomorrow morning at 11. And the K-State men will square off with the Texas Longhorns Saturday at 1 p.m. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, wear lavender Saturday, February 22nd as K-State hosts Texas in the annual throwback game. This year, we attempt to fill Bramlage with lavender, so make sure to pick out your best lavender tee or jersey. Tickets start at less than $20 with the $75 Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve yours today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Tip-off is set for 1 p.m. Saturday, February 22nd. Cheer on your Cats against the Longhorns. Wear lavender. Go Cats!
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls' action. Valley Heights defeated Blue Valley 65-57. Hanover took Troy 73-29. Frankfort down Lynn Girls 63-44. Centralia topped Axtell 57-37. Diller Odell Girls in sub-district action defeated Meridian 46-41. Southern Girls fell to Freeman in sub-district action 33-14. In boys' play Thursday, Valley Heights beat Blue Valley 56-51. Hanover took Troy 63-44. Frankfort boys over Lynn 69-42. And Axtell topped Centralia 57-49. Friday night basketball, Marysville entertains Chapman. Girls and boys play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville hosts Concordia in makeup games Monday and Wamego Tuesday. Diller Odell boys entertain Parkview on Friday evening. Southern boys are at Pawnee City. Marysville High wrestlers in regional competition, Class 4A at Concordia Friday and Saturday. Southern Wymore wrestlers Doug Rainey and Braden Clover advanced to the state tournament in Omaha this weekend.
Considering a raised bed instead of an in-ground garden this year, we look at the pros and cons on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 21st. It is the 52nd day of the year, and actor Kelsey Grammer has a birthday. Raised garden beds are more popular than ever. Are they right for you? Here are some of the pros and cons to help you decide. In the positive column, in a raised bed, you can tailor the soil to suit your plantings, a real advantage if existing soil is poor. It's easier to control pests in a contained garden. And if your frame is raised high enough, you'll do less bending and kneeling. The negatives? Higher initial costs for structure and soil filter. Contained beds may limit root growth in some plants, and overall square footage is more restricted than in-ground gardens. A raised bed may be the perfect solution for you. Just be aware of its limitations. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Eddie, we a kid in your high-top shoes, sitting in the back of the class, I was just like you. Always left out, never fit in on that path you're walking in. Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood. Your buddies get their rocks off on top 40 radio, but you love your daddy's vinyl, old-time rock and roll. Elvis Costello, Ray Wiley, Hubbard, and Thank Jeff Tweedy. It's one bad mother, Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood. One day you'll lead the charge, you'll lead the band, guitar hero and lightning hands. The girls will like your tattoos, and the veins in your arms, they'll be helpless to your musical charms. And they'll all hold up their hands, they'll all want to dance. Mr. Misunderstood, Mr. Misunderstood.